A warm welcome along to your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with what could be bad news for Newcastle United, the news that Sean Longstaff has signed a deal with super agent Pini Zahavi, and it is expected the high-profile Mr. Fix-It will attempt to broker a transfer away from St James's Park. The 23-year-old has still not agreed a new contract with his hometown club, despite breaking into the first team 2 years ago. Longstaff thought he was close to signing an improved deal before suffering a serious knee injury in March of 2019, after which talks have stalled. He is still under contract at St James's until the summer of 2022, having signed a deal not long before his senior debut in December 2018. But signing with a new agent suggests one of two things, and it might well be that Zahavi will be looking to move him on. Reports are suggesting that Longstaff and Zahavi's agency have agreed a 12-month deal in recent weeks. Elsewhere, and the agent of Ahmed Musa has dismissed recent reports that Newcastle United had been offered the chance to sign the former Leicester City midfielder. The Nigeria star struggled with his stint with the Foxes following a £16 million move from CSK Moscow, and he's currently a free agent after leading Saudi side Al Nassr. It had been suggested that Newcastle were monitoring his situation and were aware of his availability, but Musa's agent, Tony Harris, has now rubbished those claims, simply saying this is not accurate information. And finally for the bulletin, the latest reports are suggesting that Newcastle United are amongst the teams that are interested in signing Rangers midfielder Glenn Kamara. The Finland international has been linked with a move to Tyneside in the past, and it seems as though United are still keen on bringing him to St James's Park. Kamara has, of course, impressed for Rangers this season. He's been an ever-present in their Europa League campaign, and they've been nothing short of excellent in Europe, going unbeaten in five games to secure qualification into the knockout stages. Newcastle United are said to be interested, but so are Everton, Sheffield United and Crystal Palace, while Benfica are mooted to be one of those keeping tabs on the Finnish international. That's all for now. We'll have more later.